No, it's not April Fool's. Republicans, Democrats, and even businesses did come together on a tax bill. It's the Marketplace Fairness Act of 2013. The bill would require internet retailers to make more than who make more than $1 million in sales annually to collect sales taxes, even when the retailer is not physically in the state. Well, who does this bill target? Seattle's own Amazon.com. Yet Amazon is in favor of the bill. Joining us to explain why, Dean Baker, co-director of the Center for Economy and Policy. Thank you so much for joining us, Dean. I appreciate it.
Sure, that's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
Center for Economic and Policy Research. Anyhow, I think the story here is that Amazon, of course, has been in everyone's sights for a long time. They're the biggest internet retailer, and they've been losing. Most importantly, they lost in California, or they cut a deal. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to be paying taxes there, and they're likely to be paying taxes in most major states fairly soon, because what they've been doing is saying that if you have a nexus, if you have the sellers that, of course, Amazon's affiliated with in that state, then they could be taxed there. And that gave Amazon the option of either you disassociate yourself with a lot of your partners, or you're going to be stuck paying sales tax in that state. And at the end of the day, most cases, they're likely to end up doing the latter. So I think what their view is, they're going to pay the tax anyhow. They want to make sure their competitors also pay the tax. So basically, I think they're throwing in the towel.
So they saw this battle as being lost, and they tried to craft something to their benefit. Will Amazon be raising its prices?
I would expect so. I mean, this is a big chunk when you think about it. I mean, obviously, sales taxes differ by state, but in many states, they're 7-8%. It's hard to envision that, you know, they're going to be able to absorb that, in the sense that they'll send you the same product, whatever you're getting from them, whether it's a book, a toaster, whatever it might be. And you're still going to pay the same price, even though now they have to pay an 8% sales tax or 7% sales tax. So I expect they're going to find a way to pass that on, whether you just, you know, click and it's incorporated in the price, or they just say, as many retailers do, okay, here's the price. Now, because I live in D.C. and most things are taxed at 6% here. So, you know, one way or another, people are going to be paying higher prices for Amazon products. There's no way they could simply absorb that.
Now, currently, Amazon only has to tack on sales tax where it has a physical operation, like here in Washington State. If this law passes, they'll add sales tax in all states. And Amazon, at the same time, is experimenting with same-day delivery. Does this, in a way, kind of serve Amazon's interest in building more facilities closer to metropolitan areas so they can do this innovation they're trying out?
Well, I wouldn't say it serves their interest, in the sense they always could have done that if they thought it would save them money. I think before they had a reason to avoid having their operations in most states. You know, obviously they're in Washington State, but in most states they don't have an operation. I think they have one in Utah also, and there's, I believe, one other. But they've been avoid having operations in major states. But now that equation changes, because if you're paying the sales tax, then the question is, how do you establish a shipping network that allows you to deliver goods as quickly as possible at the lowest possible cost? So it's not that this lets them do something they couldn't otherwise have done. It just changes the calculation, so it makes more sense. You just figure low cost in shipping. You don't figure out how to evade taxes. And I have to say, from an economic standpoint, that is what we want. We want people to make business decisions based on what's most efficient, not how you minimize your tax burden.
Dean, if you're a bricks-and-mortar retail outlet and you've been pounding your head against the wall trying to compete against Amazon on sales and selection, is this a good day for you if this goes through? Is it going to help you in some way?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, to my mind, it was just incredible we went as long as we did. I mean, Amazon first became a big actor, you know, before the end of the last century, 99, 2000, the internet bubble. And, you know, this is talked about then, and we're all thinking, oh, well, they're going to crack down, and, you know, 2001, 2002. I mean, it always seemed this was something that was just made so much sense, and we expected brick-and-mortar retailers, or the we in that question is policy people here in Washington, brick-and-mortar retailers were going to demand, you know, don't give a subsidy to our competitors. Why on earth do states, you know, all these states around the country want to pay a competitor to put their local, you know, mom-and-pop businesses out under? You know, it made no sense. So this is a leveler, and, you know, I think it's a great thing. It's just good policy.
Finally, is the Market Fairness Act of 2013 going to pass and be signed into law by the president?
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, at this point, you know, there are no arguments on the other side. I don't think there ever really were any, but, you know, there aren't any arguments on the other side. The opposition has really crumbled, and, you know, you did have a lot of people say no tax, no tax, no tax. But the reality was that was never even the issue. It was just tax fairness. And, you know, if you don't want to see us collect more in sales tax, then, you know, lower the rate, but collect it from everyone. It just made no sense. So I think this is, you know, this is something it is going through.
Dean Baker, thanks so much for taking the time to speak to us today.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
Dean Baker, co-director for the Center of Economic and Policy Research.